This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. Hope you're enjoying our study here. We're going through the book of Revelation here, verse by verse, have been for some 6 months now. We are in chapter 15 today, and again, I just want to thank you for joining us here today. We've had some great studies here lately. I think every study's been good. We're letting the Lord lead and shine the light of truth on one particular truth in the course of 13 minutes here on this radio broadcast here, WGOD. We know where God speaks. He speaks through His Word. We're letting Him move each and every day on this program to see what it is, what truth He wants to shine the light on here today to help build your dossier of truth. Whatever He says is truth. I am the truth. All those who are of the truth hear my voice, He says. As Pontius Pilate arrogantly says, what is truth? The Lord says, I have come to bear witness to the truth. We're looking at the truth here today. There's a shortage and a lack of truth out here today in this country, in this world. You don't know who you can trust. You can trust in the Word of God, and that is faithful and true. As Paul the Apostle said, let God be true and every man a liar. We're looking here in Revelation chapter 15. I want to invite everyone out first to Island Community Church this Sunday morning at 10:30. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. I'm taking a short break here from our study in Paul's epistles to look at the one chapter long book of Jude. Starting this week, earnestly contend for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. We're going to go through this short chapter. It's about 25, 26 verses, verse by verse. That's what we're looking at this week. Earnestly contend for the faith. If you look around today, friend, you'll see some Christians out there earnestly contending for the faith. There's a florist in the news. There's a baker in the news. There's other people out here in the news, too, that are earnestly contending. I want to look at what this word means, to earnestly contend. That's what the subject is. Sunday morning, 10:30. If you are already committed to another church, look for that podcast here coming up very soon, perhaps next week. Earnestly contend for the faith in the book of Jude. In the meantime, we're in the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 15, and we're looking at verse 2 here. We're looking at what John sees at the end of the age, and he sees people who have the victory over four things he lists. Revelation 15:2, I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name. Now, in the last two programs, we looked at victory over the beast. We looked at how to do that, how to get the victory over the beast. That was Wednesday's program. If you missed that, go to WGODontheair.net. Click on the podcast link or here on this website here, WMIEFM.com. And go to the on-demand section and listen to Wednesday's broadcast. Yesterday, we looked at how to have the victory over the image. Now, there's an old adage, and that is, if you want to know the future, you got to go to the past. And that's true. How did people in the past have the victory over the image? And if you go back to Daniel chapter 3, you can read that very thing. King Nebuchadnezzar set up an image. And the people of God, actually all the people there in the world, everyone there in Babylon, was commanded to bow down and worship the image. Now, it's funny. That same thing is going to happen again sometime. And the question is, how is your resolve today? How is your faith? What would you do if you were forced to bow down and worship the image? Or your children? How's their faith? How's the faith of your children today? Are they like David? Strong faith? Love and trust of the Lord? You see, this is why God makes your life difficult. Did you know that? That's why James says, thank God when your life is difficult. Thank God when you're going through trials. Trials are opportunities for God to blaze through in your life and to show you there is a God up in heaven, Almighty God, and he's got your name engraved in the palms of his hand. God careth for you. God's got your back. Humble yourself, Peter wrote, under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. God's got your back. How is your faith doing today? This is why he makes your life difficult. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that, meaning there's a reason for it. Don't waste them when they come your way. Trust in God when they come your way. Let him deliver you through whatever you're going through. The testing of your faith develops what it takes not to bow down to this image. And in the future, it's through endurance being built up in you. And that comes through knowing God, knowing God's got your back, knowing God will see you through whatever it is that you're going through. I want to look at today, victory over the mark. Now, to do that, we've got to go back and look and see what the mark is. We can do that in Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. The mark comes about through the false prophet. Maybe he's going to be a pope. Maybe it's this pope. I don't know who it is. I think he's going to say his name is Elijah. This is what he does. Revelation 13, 11. I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Counterfeit Christian. One that Satan is pulling the strings with ultimately. He exercises all the authority of the first beast, that's Antichrist, in his presence. And he causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast again. This sounds eerily similar to Daniel and what happened with this setting up of the image. It says, verse 13, he performs great signs. I'm sorry, back to verse 12. He exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. He deceives those who dwell on the earth. Think about that. He deceives those who dwell on the earth. Remember, people are deceived into doing this. People don't willingly do this so that they can spend an eternity in hell, where the Bible says the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. People, not even Stephen Hawking, will deliberately do this to go where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. People are deceived into doing these things. He deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image. Here's the image again. Same as it was back in Daniel chapter 3, we see the image again here in the end of the age. He deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. And he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed, just like Daniel's time. And he causes all. Now, this is the image of the beast we're talking about, not false prophet. This is what this modern-day Frankenstein or Terminator is going to do. Not the false prophet. The thing that he breathes life into, this thing is going to do this. Again, verse 15, he was granted power to give breath. or life, as the King James says. Take whichever one you want. Breath, the word is pneuma there, word for spirit or breath. But you breathe into something and it comes to life. The King James translators, rightfully so, translates it life. He was granted power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. And he causes all, small, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark. That's the Greek word karagma, on their right hand or on their foreheads. And that no one may buy or sell except he that has the mark, or the number of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And this was the last two things here in this list here. And that is, John sees those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name. What's my advice to you today? Don't take the mark. Don't take the mark. Know the word of God. Remember what God said to Hosea, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Don't let that include you. Don't take the mark of the beast. No one can buy or sell. This is an economic mark. And don't think for a minute that, well, you wouldn't do that. You see, in desperate times, people do desperate things. You can read in the book of Kings, ladies, people were boiling their children because they didn't have any food to eat. Where it says that bird poop was selling for the equivalent of hundreds and hundreds of dollars. People boiling their children in desperate times. People will do desperate things. You see, this is what the devil thinks about you. He even says so. He says in Job chapter 2, verse 4, if I can quote the devil himself, he says, skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give for his life. This is what the devil thinks about you. And until you prove him different, this is his opinion of you. Skin for skin. All that a man has, all that you have. Let's make this personal. This is what the devil thinks about you. All that you have, you will give to save your own hide. Think of that man that had Ebola. The man who flew over here, he lied. Said, I don't have Ebola. He said, I don't know anyone who has. I never touched a dead body. Flew on a plane with 300 people. Possibly infected all them. Infected his family. Infected his children. And gets up and says, I don't know anything about Ebola. You see, he proved Satan's adage. All that a man has, he will give for his life. People will do anything to save their hide. And here coming up at the end of the age, no one can buy or sell except he that has the mark. I want to encourage you to be one of these people here the Apostle John is talking about, those that have the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name. Hopefully that's going to be you. I believe that it is. I believe in the perseverance of the saints. You're listening to WGOD Radio. Remember, don't take the mark of the beast. There's no repenting from that. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.